I was on Facebook Sunday night, October 28, 2012, and I saw in my news feed an article posted by a really indispensable Chicago journalistic and cultural treasure, Dave Hoekstra, H-O-E-K-S-T-R-A, of the Chicago Sun-Times. And I thought, oh, this is something I'm going to read a bit later. He's telling us about a, quote, largely overlooked, unquote, singer-songwriter. I'm going to want to read that if Dave is writing about it. And then I looked again and saw that he was referring to Terry Collier, C-A-L-L-I-E-R. Terry Collier, since the 70s, has been one of my absolute favorite singer-songwriters, one of the few black participants in the Chicago folk revival in the 1960s, perhaps the only black man from Chicago in that movement. Ella Jenkins, of course, still very active from that era. And I thought, well, I definitely am going to read this later. And then I looked again, and I saw that Dave was reporting that Terry Collier had been found dead in his home in Chicago yesterday at the age of 67, 1945 to 2012. A man of many moods, a musician of varied colors, is how Dave introduces his piece in the Monday issue of the Chicago Sun-Times and online at suntimes.com. And I'm sure a more expanded piece will appear over time. Welcome to Critical Thinking on 98.7 WFMT and WFMT.com. I'm Andrew Patner, your host and producer for this series, and tonight we are going to be listening to music that I'm betting you've never heard from a performer that I'm betting you've never heard of. If you have, you're one of the lucky ones. If you haven't, you're going to meet him now, and you can pursue his work as you wish. Terry Collier, C-A-L-L-I-E-R. Let's just dive in to the opening track from his first album, recorded when he was 19 years old on the south side of Chicago. He grew up on the near north side in the Cabrini Green area, the area of the projects, with Curtis Mayfield and Jerry Butler, the Impressions, Jerry Butler now still a Cook County commissioner. And then he got interested in music and in folk music, as well as the music he was doing doo-wop on the street corners with those friends and others. And an album, The New Folk Sound of Terry Collier, came out in 1965 on the Prestige label. So we'll just dive in with the opening track, Terry Collier.
Trying to read this letter from my home. Now if this train run me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. because I'm 900 miles from my home, and I a train that I'm on, 9 coaches long. Hear that whistle blowing many a mile. Yeah, and if this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. I'm 900 miles from my home. Hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Watch, I'll pawn you my chain, pawn you my diamond golden ring. Yeah, and if this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. I'm 900 miles from my home. Hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. If my woman tells me so, then I can't railroad no more. I'll sidetrack my engine going home. Yeah, and if this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. I'm 900 miles from my home. Hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Now I'm just walking down that track. I got tears in my eyes, trying to read this letter from my home. Yeah, and if this train runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night. I'm 900 miles from my home. Hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. And
"900 Miles," the well-known folk song sung there by Terry Collier, a man. Terrence Orlando Collier was, I believe, his given name. He had a voice that at times could sound feminine, masculine, somewhere floating above either of these things, perhaps angelic, seraphic. He had a voice that could sound, quote, white, that could sound, quote, black. He was an African-American man from Chicago who died Sunday, yesterday, if you're listening to the first broadcast of this program, October 28, 2012, at the age of 67. He had this first career. I first saw his name. There was always a framed proclamation in the old Earl of Oldtown. Well, it wasn't always there because it was a proclamation marking the contributions of Old Town, Well Street, and the Earl to the folk scene. And it listed the originals who'd appeared there. And the one name that people would always say, who's that, was Terry Collier. He had that initial folk career with the album The New Folk Sound. We'll be hearing more from that as we go along. But then in the 1970s, he began to put out his own work, written, directed, arranged, and performed on the Cadet label, which was a child label of the Chess label, the South Side mostly blues label. Samuel Charters, great blues historian and discoverer of blues talent and bringing it from the black to the white world, was the supervisor of that New Folk Sound 1965 album. But let's hear the title track to an album that put Terry Callier again on a little corner of the map in the early to mid-70s. What Color Is Love, from the album of the same name from 1972.
Is it wrong or is it right? Is it black or is it white? What color is love? Is it here or is it there? Is it really everywhere? What color is love? Is it strong like the mountains, or deep like a fountain that's flowing free? And what about me? How can you receive if you're not a believer? Is it blue like the sky? And does it really reach that high? What color is love? Is it near or is it far? Is it distant like a star? What color is love? Does it glow like an ember? And do you remember? Does it live in the past? And a heart cannot live if a heart isn't given. When it's over, does it show? Does it leave an afterglow? And I really want to know what color.
What Color Is Love, written and performed by the late Terry Callier, C-A-L-L-I-E-R, born and died and recorded that album in Chicago. Comes from a LP that I've loved since the 70s and that has perhaps the one of the 10 or 20 greatest album covers, a woman, black woman, naked but modest with her legs arranged and up in the morning looking off camera, smoking a cigarette. There's a whole story there. Did a man leave? Did a woman leave? Is there somebody asleep in the other room? We all know that time, that place. Terry Collier had this run of three remarkable albums, including What Color Is Love and Occasional Rain. There was a divergence, made a couple of albums for Elektra Records. They didn't really connect, even though it gave him the opportunity for a much bigger international label, Elektra with a K. Then he achieved custody of his daughter and for the next 14 years worked as a computer programmer at NORC, the National Opinion Research Center, down in Hyde Park Woodlawn, associated with the University of Chicago, raised his daughter, and at night went back to school up near WFMT at North Park College, now North Park University, and in his mid-50s got his bachelor's degree in sociology from North Park. He got a phone call in the 90s from England. People wanted to sample one of his songs for something. Well, he was so out of the music field at that point, being a dad, being a student, being a computer person. He didn't even know what sampling was. We'll come back to that part of the story and the first big return of his career in Britain and Europe in the 1990s. But let's hear back to back a couple of tunes from the new folk sound. Oh Dear, What Can the Matter Be? We all remember that. And that'll lead right into Cotton-Eyed Joe. Thank you.
Tell me where do you go? Where do you come from? Old Cat Nigel. Well, I come for to see ya. And I come for to sing. And I come for to show. Tell me where do you go? What you been doing? Oh, Cotton Eye Joe. I've been crying in the sunshine. I've been laughing in the rain. You know, dying. It's a living that's pain. If it sugar, I'd have been married a long time ago.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? and Cotton Eye Joe, which Rent Foreman, do you think that's a real name? If anyone knows about him, I haven't been able to find much, but Rent Foreman offered the notes on this prestige. I was telling you that Rent Foreman points out that they're both love songs. Cotton Eye Joe is a love song. Oh Dear, What Can the Matter Be is, of course, a love song. Johnny Didn't Get Lost at the Fair for Cotton Candy. I was telling you that Terry was rediscovered. They brought him over to England so he could see what was going on with his music there. And not only how the sampled hits were big, but his other music. And he came in to do a club gig, and it turned into a live album. These kids knew all of his songs from those three early to mid-70s albums. And he began to experience this connection there, over in Germany as well. And then he started performing again in Chicago. He took over for Patricia Barber at the Green Mill for a period. And then in 2002, as Dave Hoekstra writes in the Sun-Times today, at least in Chicago, the trail ran cold. Now, he still had things going on in Europe. And then he got discovered again by an indie singer there, Beth Orton, and then by Massive Attack. And they developed trip-hop and other kinds of things, I believe a white guy and a black guy in Britain. And they, in 2009, did an album with Terry Collier that was released here, but I'm not sure how noticed it was. So this was a man who lived a very private life, lived a life in Chicago, but separate from it, unfortunately. And even those of us who loved him and loved his music, and if you ever met him, what a gentle spirit, what a kind man, and never changed in that regard from the 60s all the way through now. Even those of us who knew him should have neglected him less. I should have been playing this music for you when Terry was around. Well, playing it now. So here's a favorite of mine from that album, What Color Is Love, that really merges many different parts of him. He told Dave Hoekstra in 1996, "People respond to me because I'm a throwback to an older tradition that believed you should do more than sing a song for an audience, that you should make people feel something. You can make accessible music and still sing about love and peace and truth and life and death. In the end, those are the only things that matter." And here's a song that pulls all these things together and also gives you an idea of how this was a man not focused on commercial success. Even Stevie Wonder, who was breaking commercial lines left and right, was not putting out 9-minute songs that I can immediately recall when he put out longer songs but found he could still get them on the radio. Here is Dancing Girl, which tells a story and also tells a wonderful musical story.
I saw a dream last night, bright like a falling star, and the sources of light seem so near. Yet so far, I thought I was in flight, out where the planets are, moving between day and night. Here am I, and there you are. Follow the dancing girl, a vision in amber lace. Such an entrancing girl, she moves with such rhythm and grace. Who can she be? Follow the dancing girl, go to a quiet place in the weary world, somewhere between time and space. We shall be. Thank you.
each of us is born alone. Well, welcome to the twilight zone. You can leave with only what you bring. Things we cannot see appear, singing songs we cannot hear, and everything is surely everything. Meanwhile, in the ghettos, dust and gloom, bird is blowing in his room. See, all those notes won't take the pain away. And man, you're surely come to home with that needle all up in your arm. And dope will never turn the night to day. Just a little further down the line, baby sister hits these streets at night. Say the wind blows chilly and little Willie needs new shoes. So just tell her what you want. Said, tell her what you wanna do. Boogie, bop, a boogaloo. Tell her what you wanna do. Boogie, bop, a boogaloo. I said, tell her what you wanna do. Thank you.
saw a dream last night, bright like a fallen star, and the sources of light seem so near, yet so far.
Terry Collier, Dancing Girl. And another song from that album, from that era, that I think is one of the best of these. Everybody had one. Everybody, I think it probably started with Hal David and Burt Bacharach, Message to Michael, Dionne Warwick. Certainly Glenn Campbell, certainly Harry Nilsson. I mean, everybody had a Taking My Guitar and Hitting the Road song. My favorite is Terry's. I'd Rather Be With You.
I could take my guitar and hit the road, try to be a star. That sort of thing just don't appeal to me. I could play some one-night stands, traveling light, a one-man band, but I know this is where I'd rather be. It's your bright sunshine that lifted all the shadows off my mind. Your sweet love led me to a brighter day. So you never have to worry about me leaving you behind. Wait and see, I won't ever turn away. Gave my life a new meaning too, and more than anything, I'd rather be with you. This ghetto life is hard. In our concrete front yard, nothing grows except a single tree to mark our place. But the moment that I'm with you, girl, your light and love shine through, and then I realize you're my savior. Grace, I could catch that old greyhound, head out west and bum around, watch the sunset on the San Francisco.
Francisco Bay. But you mean so much to me that I could never put you down. That would be too big a price for me. Dream come true and gave my life new meaning too. And more than anything, I'd rather be with you. I'd rather be with you if I
And perhaps unlike some of the more commercially successful singers and singer-songwriters, Terry meant all of that. He'd clearly rather be with somebody than be a star, quote unquote. Just before his LPs, through Charles Stepney, who was a friend and even though not much older, a mentor to Terry, he did have the opportunity to do some songwriting for pop groups on the black side of the dial, as the dial has been then and now. But he still was writing folk songs. And so let's hear the first few minutes of his biggest commercial hit, written for the Dells, a great Chicago R&B group. The Love We Had Stays on My Mind. But hear how the line goes in this song, and it could just be sung with an acoustic guitar.
And an angel that we used to share. My thoughts of you don't have an ending, and memories of you are everywhere. But why should I tell you? The love we had stays on my mind. Girl, if you were nearer, if you had a mirror, maybe you could count my tears. And if you were nearer, it would all be clearer. How I wish that you.
And we fade down there on a pop song or a pop recording of a song by Terry Collier. 1971, the Dells had a hit with Terry's The Love We Had Stays on My Mind. And he would perform and sing that in clubs or concert with just an acoustic guitar. I want to read you from a piece by Ben Cesario in the New York Times in 1998, I believe. Is that right? Yes, December of 98, very end of 98. Ben, the very fine pop and jazz writer over at the Times, tells the story. Fame calls back and a programmer gets a gig. I remember very much reading this story. But I just want to read you Terry's own comments from the end of this. He talks about raising his daughter. He talks about when he was and wasn't playing and when he was and wasn't playing commercially or at least professionally, let's say. And he ends the story in 1998. He said he had no regrets about the past. Quote, I feel very blessed for my success. Everything happens in its own time, and it happened when I could handle it. I didn't have to bend myself out of shape to make a living. I got a position in computer programming, and I put my daughter through college. It couldn't have been any better. Terry Collier in 1998, December, to Ben Cesario of the Cesario, Ben Cesario of the New York Times. And I guess that's true, though I would like to say it could have been better if Terry were still around and if he had not died yesterday or been found dead in his home yesterday at the age of 67. Let's go out with two songs from that first album on Prestige. 19-year-old Terry Collier, the new folk sound of Terry Collier, joined there by two gentlemen just on bass, each on a bass, acoustic. He's on guitar and vocals. Tibor Attenborough. Can't find anything about him except that he's on this album. Tibor Attenborough. And John Tweedle. John Tweedle became an amazing photographer who died much too young, 44, in 1981. Photographed King, photographed black politics in Chicago. I'm 98.7% sure that this is the same John Tweedle on the other bass. If anyone has any information about that 1964 recording session, the 1965 album, we'd love to hear about it. But here's from a bonus track that you can get on Spotify, not on the album itself, get online on Spotify. A song that was a great, great favorite of Norm Pellegrini's in its recording by Judy Collins, among others. I wonder if Norm knew this version by Terry Collier.
I went into because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazel wand. And tied a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing, and moth-like stars were flickering out, I threw the berry in a stream and caught a
and pluck till time and time is done. The silver apples of the moon.
The Golden Apples of the Sun, the Yeats poem in its folk setting. Terry Callier, recorded at 19. Black kid then from the Cabrini-Green area who grew up with Curtis Mayfield, the great songwriter and producer and founder of The Impressions, and Jerry Butler, a member of that group who's now a Cook County commissioner, went on to unclassifiable. Was he jazz? Was he folk? Was he soul? He was all of those things. He was a human being. He was a mensch. He was a man. He was a father. He was a student. He was a thinker. He was a writer. He was a performer. He was a Chicagoan, born and raised and successfully and quietly and then gone, all here in our city. We sampled the new folk sound of Terry Callier, Prestige, 1965, and What Color Is Love, Cadet, Chess, 1972. There's so much of Terry's work, and then albums he did in the 2000s with these kids in Europe who just loved him. I went into a record shop in Kreuzberg in the eastern part of West Berlin a few years ago, and as I was leaving, I noticed all these wonderful albums. It's happened now, thank goodness, in the States too. But vinyl, LPs, old and newly pressed. And as I was going through them, I saw these Terry Callier things, and I bought them, reissues, repressings, and new ones. And I turned to my friend as we were leaving the store, and in English I said to him, "Looks as if vinyl is back in Berlin." And a young clerk in the typical bookstore and record store clerk manner said loudly, looking down and nodded at us, "Vinyl never went out in Berlin." So, fortunately for Terry Callier, he never went out there. And he never went out here. He just stayed under the radar. Rest in peace, Terry. You were one of the best, and I hope that your music lives on for all time with those golden apples of the sun. I'd like to thank Matt DeStefano for helping me spin these metaphorical digital discs. I'd like to thank our funders, Alphawood Foundation, Dick and Susie Kiphart, other friends of this program. Drop us a line if you like. Rentap, Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P, at AOL.com. You can hear this or any of our other programs anytime. The always free Critical Thinking podcast, WFMT.com/Critical Thinking. I'm Andrew Patner. See you next week.